Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, the average male marathon runner, their time is 4 hours, 21 minutes, and 3 seconds. That's the average for a guy. And then there's singer Harry Styles. Now, Harry, it seems, is not your average guy. Over the weekend, Harry ran in the 2025 Berlin Marathon. That's already impressive and kind of stupid. But Mr. Styles ran it in 2 hours, 59 minutes and 13 seconds. That's under 7 minutes per mile. The average dude takes over 10 minutes per mile. That is very impressive. However, it still leaves me with the same question I ask anyone who runs a marathon. Why? Just why? So yeah, I often joke that the only time I'm going to run is if I'm being chased by the cops or a wild animal. Only I'm not joking. And I'm not alone. A man in Florida, he tried to outrun police in Jacksonville. He was at a disadvantage because, one, there was 3 officers, and all of them were on horseback. I believe a quote from one of the cops during the chase was, "Bro, you can't outrun a horse." And that proved to be true. After only a quarter mile, about 1,300 feet, he finally gave up. Now, on the other hand, when it comes to running from animals, I think we can all understand the situation, but sometimes you think you might be safe. We take a visitor in Thailand. He was taking pictures of the wild elephants, and keep in mind, he wasn't alone. There were dozens of tourists doing the same thing. Unfortunately, he used his camera's flash, which spooked an elephant, and then it charged the guy. And yeah, the guy took off running. And just like in a movie, he tripped and fell. But the craziest part of the story is how it ended, and we'll share that with you coming up. But first, today we want to talk about your running stories. Now look, people run for different reasons, okay? The last couple of times I ran, I was strictly in a panic. I did run cross country for a little while in the 1 year of college I was in, just for something to do. Miles, you've run, what, half marathon?
Yeah.
Have you done a full marathon?
Seven halves.
You've done 7 half marathons?
Yes.
Miles just does it to have fun and watch his nipples bleed.
And almost poop myself.
Yeah, and almost poop himself. Look, there's a million different reasons you run. We've all run from cops. We've run from animals, run from your parents, you name it. But today, that's what our question is all about. Our question, brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration, is what's the memorable reason that you were running?
Be a part of the big show. Call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. Send emails to the Men's Room at KISW.com. And now, watch the show live on YouTube at KISW Rock.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
There we go. Welcome to the 20th anniversary season, episode number 4,397. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat with the exciting return of Your Guess Is As Good As Mine. Coming up at 4:30, we take the good with the bad today as we have the 10 most obese states in the United States of America.
SEC 10.
They do say the rise of medications, like Ozempic and, is it Wegovy?
Wegovy.
Has injected a new dynamic into America's struggle with obesity. A prompting question as to whether the country is at a turning point, hopefully, in a better way. And as far as the health epidemic that's persisted for years.
I mean, yeah, no, because on one hand, it's like, keep eating what you want, but this will help you drop the weight.
Well, as far as the diabetes.
Medical bills, diabetes. Sure.
The amount of, you know, stress, just even your joints take, as far as your knees and your hips and other things. So they say, as it stands right now, around 2 in 5 American adults are obese. Defined as having a body mass index of 30 or above, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Does anyone know their body mass index off the top of their head?
I believe I'm at 31 right now, so I would be considered obese.
I'm obese.
Since I've put on 15 pounds, 20 pounds since I quit smoking.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, I win. Good. Boy, I'm healthy now. The condition is associated with a host of serious medical issues, from stroke and diabetes to heart attacks and cancer. Also estimated to cost the country's healthcare system nearly $173 billion with a B a year.
Here.
A year.
Same in another country, $800,000.
39 states with data available posted age-adjusted obesity rates of 30% or more, with 3 hitting a threshold of at least 40% of the population being obese. Now, there's also the best states, too. And believe it or not, I'll give you a couple of them if you want. Interestingly enough, Montana. Montana comes in as one of the healthiest states as far as obesity rates are concerned.
I mean, I can believe that.
You just do a lot more outdoorsy stuff.
Yeah, just their day-to-day life, I think.
Even people, I think, that just have land with animals on it. Like, you're
doing stuff.
You got to go outside the house to do stuff.
Yeah, Florida, on the list.
I can definitely believe that.
Not only that, but a lot of people have pools. A lot of people like to go to the beach.
Yeah, but you got to sweat half of it out. And they're not just like a big barbecue fat eating. Like, anytime I go to Florida, honestly, almost everyone I see is eating salad or seafood.
I was going to say, generally, to me, hot environments say you're just, you know what I mean? It's like Scottsdale. Like, it's so hot, you just got to eat less. But then there's Texas.
Right.
They don't care.
At all.
Yeah. I'm just like,
what you said.
Well, no, Texas, I'm not making fun of you. I'm just saying, like,
there's evidence to suggest that Ted is correct.
They will sit outside in the scorching heat and still eat heavy barbecue meals.
Oh, yeah, I'm saying
that's the difference. Like, most places where it's hot, you don't want to eat that kind of food. In Texas, like, God damn, it's hot as hell. Let's get the barbecue.
I did the Ted Smith theory over the weekend.
What's that?
I was down at Forelli's in DuPont, played some golf down there this weekend. So, dinner time on Saturday night, watching the Apple Cup and the Mariners play, and a guy sits down beside me. There's not a lot of people in there, and he's got a cowboy hat on.
Okay.
And I said, according to Ted, this guy, with pretty good accuracy, maybe he's from Oklahoma, whatever, maybe New Mexico, I'm saying, where are you from in Texas? So I turned to the guy and I said, hey, man, where are you from in Texas? And he goes, Houston, thanks for asking.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah. So
look at you.
You're right about the cowboy hat theory.
Yeah.
Unless they're wearing turquoise, then I go New Mexico.
Outside of, right, turquoise is definitely New Mexico.
Yeah.
Or a chick that does acid. Spiritual, my bad.
Yeah.
Right, because the comedian I was watching, and it's the truth. Whenever I wear that cowboy hat here, if it's not a country show, people are like, what's with the cowboy hat?
Right.
So can't just wear a hat?
So, of course, you get in the conversation. You say, hey, man, why are you up here? What are you doing? Visiting? Are you in the military? What's the deal? He said, no, my parents live up here. They have long since retired, but I come up and spend a couple weeks with them and try to help them out whenever they need stuff done around the house, whatever they can't do themselves. I try to be here for them, and I like it up here. He's like, man, I'll tell you what, though, you guys are getting screwed over. He's like, he's an RV guy. He travels the United States of America.
Yeah.
Which leads us to our next category of the cities with the most expensive
groceries. Oh, we know.
So then the conversation goes to, I cannot believe how much you guys pay for everything here. He's like, do you understand it's not like that everywhere else?
Yes.
And yes, I said, well, people who travel do. Mm. And he said, listen, he said, I went to Hawaii with my wife. He said, it was cheaper there to go to the groceries.
That's brutal.
Everything. Now, this was
last. It is exceptionally brutal. And like I said, if you don't travel, you don't know. It just is what it is. Well, like, we were in Delaware a couple of months ago, and all my in-laws, they mostly live in the Philly area, and they're just bitching about, like the rest of us, groceries and gas, right? And my wife and I looked at the average cost for a gallon of gas and then went to the grocery store. And essentially, we just came back and said, hey, do us a favor and shut up.
Right.
You have no freaking idea.
We live in a wonderful part of the country. It's in one of the most beautiful spots ever.
Whatever. But it's overpriced.
It's overpriced.
I mean, that's all.
Based on what we deal with in the winter and the weather and the darkness and the rain and everything else, it's overpriced.
In general, it's overpriced.
By leaps and bounds. So
if we had perfect weather all the time, it's overpriced.
Yeah. So we'll get to the category of the 10 highest places to buy groceries in the United States of America. And I'll tell you one thing, Seattle is definitely on the list.
Yes.
We barely eke out Manhattan and New York City.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. That's where we're at. That's why DoorDash, all these things cost so much money. One of the reasons, anyway.
It's ridiculous.
It's unbelievable. So we're going to get into the high cost of groceries coming up as well. But your guess is as good as mine. 4:30 coming up on that. And today we're on a question we're going to talk about running and what was the most memorable reason that you were running. Mm-hmm. Now, we know for a fact that there's two reasons or three reasons why you would run. Number one is for exercise. That's it.
Yeah, that's the ridiculous one. Yeah.
That's the one that makes no sense. Number two is reactionary.
Yep.
Now, whether you put yourself in a position where you needed to do that or situations just happen where you needed to take off running, look, that's those are the reasons you run.
Yes.
Now, I have been, for an example, with two dogs and a wife and two children on the Oregon coast. Now, at that point in time, it was low tide, but there was a creeper wave kind of thing in effect as far as it's a possibility. Now, typically that exists more around high tide.
Right? I like your wife.
The creeper wave.
Yeah, creeper wave. Yeah.
You can have her.
Is she wearing underwear?
Right. But all of a sudden,
I'm just some crazy water.
Yeah.
She walking like a duck. Jump on in.
Yeah. So we see this. It's like, it's us. And then this guy says, hey, man.
It's up to your waist.
He says, the tides are turning, man. He said, you see how it's going out like that and coming back in? He said, high tide's coming in. I just want to let you guys know because the creeper waves will come in fast initially. And then when you get, you know, close to the shore, then they're really coming in. But high tide moves in very quickly out with the creeper waves. So we're like, yeah. And all of a sudden we see this rolling one toward us. And I'm like, run! good. It's very hard to run in sand.
Yes.
But we needed to run, and it did come up on our ankles. I mean, even when we were running, this thing went, yes, we got wet on their ankles. Not a big deal. But the idea
and
was...
that's tasting feet.
I did not know how big that wave was going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, to just take off running at the beach, like, you're terrified, your heart's beating. Like, by the end of it, we were just laughing. Keep going.
Because it's just a little, itty bitty wave.
But we didn't plan on running. That was not the game plan was not to go to the beach. I mean, if I'm going to go run the beach, I got running shoes on. I'm fitting. I'm doing a fitness thing. I'm not
you
running.
You will never see me run at the beach. Like, my kid has to be drowning. And then I'd run at the beach. I don't even like to run, but much less. Well, let's run in sand.
Yeah. I'm thinking like Apollo Creed, you know, running with Rocky Balboa as a training. But
That happened to me at Discovery Park. I was down on the beach, and same thing. There's like this big kind of like old tree, right?
All right.
And there's like a little fort in there. You go in there and smoke a bowl, whatever. Right. But you got to kind of walk out around this point. And same thing. Some guy to me and my buddy. Just so you know, the tide's coming in. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
I know.
By the time we had to walk back
there's a
around,
reason they tell you
it was
you
up to, like, our knees. We're like, God damn it.
Yeah, there's a reason people tell you this.
Oh, yeah.
He was a local. He was just trying to give me a heads up. Hey, man, just want you to know, when that thing switches, man, these waves are going to spill pretty far out. So, because we were walking near the water, it was easier to walk when the sand's a little bit more wet.
Yeah, of course.
And compacted down. So we're just kind of walking on that edge there.
Yeah.
So we're not like, you know, basically, you know, snow posting through the heavy sand.
Look, my aunt and uncle and I, we did it last summer in Cape Cod, right? So it's one of those days, it's like right before Memorial Day. So there's like a thunderstorm during, you know, that happens and then it stops. And really cool, Cape Cod is where Marconi did the first transmission across to England. So we go look at that. And there's a little trail. And same thing, as we're walking over to the trail to go to the boardwalk, there's a couple that goes, you guys need bug spray. And my uncle, who's a smart man, he is not dumb, and he just goes, yeah. What the F do they think we need bug spray for? Not halfway in. The rain had riled up all the mosquitoes.
Oh, yeah.
But I mean, we were on a dead sprint out of there. It was awful. Right. Like, just... same thing, though. We didn't listen, and we had to run.
Yeah. We had to run. I was a kid, and God just reminds me. We did these long-ass cross-country trips, and one of the times on our way to California, we stopped in Utah to see the Great Salt Lake. My brother and I did not care. They just explained what it was, so we had some passive interest. Anyway, we get out of the car, and when we're walking toward like this beachy part, it looked like the sand got up in unison, moved about 10 feet over, and landed again. And we're like, that's really weird. Well, it turns out they're sand fleas, I believe is what they are.
Oh, yeah. God.
But we don't know, man. But now we're standing on the water and we keep, we realize we're getting bitten. And we realize that this weird dust that we saw are just these hordes of sand fleas. And I just heard my father screaming, run! Now, like, we weren't in any danger or anything like that. But it's like, just run. So the whole family's doing this full sprint back to the car. I remember he's screaming and cussing and stomping his feet because he doesn't want any sand fleas in the car. I mean, there's like a billion of them in the car. It's like, we can't outrun them. I can't explain it, but as slow as those things move, once you take off running, they can match your speed. That's what we discovered.
Yeah.
Sand fleas. Fast.
Ding Dong Ditch when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
That was something that you always ended up running. But that was fun. And at that point in time.
And you did it on purpose. You knew you were going to run.
It was harmless. We didn't do it after midnight.
Right.
Normally stuck between like 10 and midnight, somewhere in there, because that's when we'd sneak out on the weekend.
Mm-hmm. We used to do it during the day.
But.
Yeah, I mean, any time. Well, I can't say any time's a good time, but up until midnight, any time from there. Good time to play Ding Dong Ditch.
I was working. I was working in a radio station in Baltimore, and we had an event at a place called Bohagers, which was an indoor outdoor venue.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say that was probably at the time when Survivor first started airing. What's that? 25 years ago, something like that.
Yeah, it's been TV on
that
show. Long. Yeah.
So we had an event there, but after the show, there was a band, kind of an acoustic thing going on that our radio station was also doing. At the Hard Rock Cafe. Now, this was in downtown Baltimore. Mm. We are about a half mile away.
About, yeah.
Somewhere in there. Now, between the stretch of that area, okay, it is not a good area.
No, not at all.
Not at all. Not for two white people who should not be there in the first place. But we knew it wasn't far. We can see kind of where the building is.
Oh, yeah.
It's a straight road, right? So me and the promotion director, Chris Spear, we decided we're going to walk it.
Chris Spear, damn.
Yeah,
I remember him.
Spear Diglio's.
Yeah, yeah.
So we start walking, all right? We start walking down this road, and all of a sudden there's two guys behind us who turn the corner, and they've got their hoods up, and they've got, you know, They're dark figures as far as not being able to see them. They're ducking in and out of places. But every time we turn around, they're in a different location.
Yeah.
They're across the street. They're behind us. We're like, oh, God.
Yeah, they're scoping your ass out.
Now, Chris lived down near Patterson Park, which was down in the city. So he knew that way. It wasn't too close to there, but close enough.
Close enough,
yeah. And he's like, we need to run now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, by the time, and we just took that. I mean, we ran as fast as we could. And we were in much better shape then than I am now. But it's still smoking and everything else. And we turned around. Nobody's there.
You know, once they go running, they're not going to give chase.
We turn around. There's no one there. You know, but, I mean, you want to talk about running as fast as you can in the dark. This is an area that's not well lit. By the time we got to where we were going, we were both like,
Remember I told you me and Leon got shot at?
Yeah.
That was the exact area where we got shot at. Same thing. No particular reason. Leon just says, man, I think that guy's going to shoot his gun. He's like, I'm like, why would he? Like, Jesus
also,
Christ.
Also,
but that exact same. By the way, if you go to that exact area now, there's the Four Seasons Hotel. It's quite lovely.
This is what I told Chris. I said, hey, man, don't worry about it. Those are kids, man. They're like 12, 13 years old. He's like, we need to run.
Yeah, they'll shoot your
and
ass.
I'm like, that kid's like 5'4". He's like, we need to run.
You need to go.
I'm like, you think that kid's going to shoot us? He's like, we need to run now.
Yes, that kid will shoot you.
I know.
So, you got to worry more about the kids than the adults, because the kids, look, the way it is taught to them, like, bro, you'll be down in 6 years or worse.
Correct.
Right? I mean, that's it. So those are the guys, like, especially when in the 80s, when Baltimore was completely out of whack, man, and the big drug things started going on, they'd have the kids be the mules most of the time. Because they're like, look, if you get popped, don't roll on us. We'll get your ass out. And they're not going to charge you as an adult. And that was the whole thing. So, honestly, I mean, times have changed now. But, yeah, it was the kids you worried about back then. Like, dude, if he's 19 or over, he might beat you up, but he's not trying to shoot you. If you see the 15-year-old kid, like, that dude will blow your head off.
It's still common in street gangs today, just for that exact reason.
Yeah, that's exactly it, man. Once you figure that out, like, oh, don't worry about the adults. Worry about the kids.
Yeah. What was the most memorable reason that you were running? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Aaron. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
I love you guys, man. I listen to you every day.
Oh, thank you, man. I
appreciate that.
I've called in a few times, but I heard this one and I had to call in. Me and my brother, oh, geez. It was back in the late 90s. I had a Nissan hard body 4x4 Desert Runner pickup.
All right.
And me and my brother decided to drive from Seattle down to Baja, California, and trace the Baja 1000, you know, all the way to the tip of Cabo. 4x4, camping the whole time. And we were on the beach in between Los Cabos and Cabo San Lucas. Shout out to my brother, Ryan, if he's listening. And we found this awesome place to camp. There was like a leak in a water pipe on the road that was leaking water down. And so we made a little bamboo thing to catch into a 55-gallon drum. So we had fresh water, started a campfire, and opened up some Coronas. And we're sitting there and we hear this snorting sound. And we both got up and looked behind us, and there's a 5,000-pound longhorn bull not even 20 feet behind us. And we dropped our beers as fast as you could and took off on a sprint through the water. And that guy almost got us. He was so fast. As soon as we jumped in the water, he put on 4 disc brakes and slowed down. And then he sat there for a half an hour.
So you guys are basically just treading water out there?
Oh, yeah. We're just treading water and just swimming out in the surf. And he, for at least a half an hour, he sat there and huffed and puffed back and forth until the sun started to go down. Then he walked right up to our camp and he knocked our fire out. And we had soup on a thing over the stove, busted the whole thing down, put a horn through the side of my Nissan pickup,
drank my beer, called my wife,
had sex with her.
Yeah,
he did wear a condom.
Everything. He was pissed.
What did you guys do? I mean, you were just in his territory, I guess?
Yeah, he just a little wild steer just cruise up and down the coast in Baja. They're everywhere. There's no fences or anything. And we figured it out later. He knew where that water was getting. It was a water line between Los Cabos and Cabo San Lucas. And so he knew that the water was leaking right there, and it was fresh water. And so he was coming after the water.
Okay.
Ah, okay. Right. That explains it. Don't take a bull's water.
What was the most memorable reason that you were running? 206-803-RUN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
So we've been here 20 years. I want to say we probably put out, 30 t-shirts maybe?
Somewhere around there probably.
A ton of them. All right. So at the party, we asked you to vote on your favorite t-shirt that we would bring back and put at the Rock Shop.
Uh-huh.
You picked the Black Men's Room Drinking Team t-shirt, which is available now at the Rock Shop at KISW.
Yes.
That's the one you wanted. That's the one you got. So pick up one
great
today.
Shirt.
Let's bring up Harry Styles real quick before we get into the calls. Okay. You know Harry Styles as the singer for the, I don't know if One Direction is still a band anymore. They're on hiatus or whatever, but you know him as one of the guys, the most popular guy in One Direction, fair to say. Well, he was one of 80,000 people running the Berlin Marathon on Sunday. And he was running incognito as Stead Sarandos.
Now, Stead Sarandos.
Stead Sarandos. And he had a hat on, like a mini disguise. He recorded a time of 2 hours, 59 minutes, and 13 seconds.
That is ridiculous.
He shaved 25 minutes off his previous personal record, which he had at the Tokyo Marathon in March, with a new effort translating to what they call a snappy 6.50 per mile pace, compared to the Tokyo average. He ran that in about 7 minutes and 47 seconds. The winning time, by the way, 2 hours and 2 minutes. Those are pros.
Jesus.
So consistency, they say, maybe style, secret weapon. He ran the first half of the Berlin race in an hour and 29 minutes, and the second half in an hour and 30 minutes, basically echoing his Tokyo performance, where he also posted near identical splits, just more. By the way, the conditions in Berlin did not exactly make things easy on the 31-year-old Styles, they said. It was warm, starting at 66 degrees, getting into the mid-70s by the time the race ended. High humidity in the area, but they say the watermelon sugar singer, he had support. Paralympic gold medalist Richard Whitehead shared a photo of himself and Styles of the race riding 2.5 in Berlin with my mate. So I believe he was his kind of pacing partner.
Ah, okay.
So to speak. So
but he obviously runs a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Less than 3 hours for the marathon.
They say no word yet if marathon medals will soon accompany Styles' Grammy collection. Maybe Nike will offer him a deal. The singer was seen wearing the neon Nike Alpha Fly 3 shoes along the relatively flat route, passing the German Parliament, historic landmarks, including the Brandenburg Gate as well. That, to me, is incredible. Now, I realize he's young. Mm-hmm. I realize he's in shape. I realize he's thin. But the time itself is absolutely just, I mean, hats off to the guy.
He trains. It's just not something he ever brought up. So we're all like, oh, my God. He's probably, guys, I did not do this by accident.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, I run all.
See, but I'm thinking it's more than that. I'm thinking this guy ran distance in high school. So there's more to this. He just did not pick up this hobby and run a sub-3.
I mean, he was pretty young when One Direction started.
Mm-hmm.
Also, doing what they do on stage, you have to be fit.
Sure.
I mean, they dance the entire time. You got to be on. I understand all of those things. I'm still impressed by the time.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Our question, what was the most memorable reason you were running? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Wendy. Welcome to the men's room.
Well, hello.
Hola.
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 So why were you running?
Well, I wasn't the runner, but my friends were. We all decided to change a drive-in sign from Hunt for Red October to
a C-bomb.
That first letter with a C, correct.
Okay. All right.
For Red October.
I mean,
okay.
That is childish.
Yeah.
That is inappropriate, but I love the spirit.
I would go see that movie.
Yes.
Yeah, I would too. And
can I say something else?
Yeah.
If you had one more C in your bank there, see, October could be different too, you see.
Oh, we weren't done.
All right, okay, all right.
We did get interrupted by the police, which is when the friends ran. We had plans for some other things on there, but yeah. And then as they ran off, the cop, of course, came, and I had the H in my hand, and I guess back then the scanners, you know, the local newspapers would also go where the police were, so I had a photographer there as well from the local newspaper, and it was quite the memory.
What was your parents' response to this, being that you got all this additional press?
Well, we didn't tell the old parents until much later, and they probably would have laughed anyway.
So did you run, and they gave you chase?
I did not run. I was stuck up on top of the damn platform.
Holding the H.
Did you try to tell them, hey, somebody put this nasty word up here, but lucky me, I found an H, and I'm going to switch it back?
Yeah, I told him I was practicing to be Vanna, but listen, the cop thought it was so funny. He's like, I wish I'd have thought of it when I was younger. I'd have done it myself.
Oh, so. Good. Where was this? Where'd you grow up?
Kitsap County, Bremerton area.
Okay. All right.
And what is the punishment for changing Hunts to something much funnier?
What is the what?
Punishment.
That I don't know. And we didn't get that far because he was literally laughing at it. So
really?
Yeah, it was.
So they basically just said, like, stop it. That was pretty much it.
He didn't even say that. He just literally thought if he'd have done it himself, if he would have thought about it when he was young. So it was a pretty fun experience all in all.
Did you ever get to see that movie?
You know, later in my life.
I would just say that actually is a very good movie.
It is a good movie.
If you ever get
a
chance to watch it, I know you're younger then, but
I was watching part of it the other day.
Of course you were.
Yeah. It was on. I was like,
it's one of those movies where it's kind of hard not to watch when it's on.
Yeah.
Plus, I'm a sucker for Tom Clancy.
What was
Sean Connery.
What was the most memorable? And a young Alec Baldwin.
I mean, Tom Clancy's one of the few authors that I have, that I'll read.
You'll take the time to actually read his book?
Correct.
Yeah.
For fun.
It's almost like he should be an author or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, he's got it on. Why else would you read a book?
No, I know what you're saying, but
for instruction.
Well, I mean, look, I'll be dead honest. In my adult life, I probably read 5 or 6 books total that weren't high school related.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm just saying, like, Clear and Present Danger. Like, I saw the movie. I was like, I'm going to read the book.
There you go.
What was the most memorable reason you were running? 206-803-ROCK.
Why are you running? Why are you running?
What is that from?
That's a meme that's gone around. I have no idea what it's from, but there's some TV show or movie or something like that where it's this gal's like halfway running, this dude gets out of the car.
Why are you running?
Look.
Why are you running?
Look, it's a fair question. If we stepped outside and someone was running full sprint, not in running gear, down the street, like sprinting, we're like, uh-oh, what just happened?
That's like,
why is that guy running?
But even though, like, if you rob a bank, right, and you don't have a getaway vehicle, rob it as a jogger, because if you run by the cops, but you look like you're a runner, I don't say anything. Now, dressed as I am right now, if I went sprinting down the street, I would get stopped.
Wasn't there someone who basically told a cop that he was jogging because he was out there jogging? He was running from the cops, but he didn't.
Oh, but he told the cops that he's jogging.
But they just assume he's like, dude, I'm just jogging. They're like, okay, man, no problem.
Huh.
Oh, yeah, that actually happened. I can't remember what that guy did. But that was his getaway.
But he did actually do something.
He actually did. I don't know if he did it intentionally or he was dressed that way.
Yeah. I mean, I also think sometimes you just see other people running, you start running.
It depends. If it's a panicked run, maybe. It depends how many people are running. All right. If I walk out on the street, one person runs by, and obviously it's kind of up to no good. Someone is chasing him or he has an emergency. Right? If 40 people are running full tilt, I might just follow suit and run with them. Right, because you just know there's something bad back there.
If you're like walking into a grocery store, there's just people. Everybody's running out. Yeah. You're like, yeah, I'm not going in.
I'm going to leave. If one person's running out, you're like, shoplifter.
Trip them.
Actually, last time I went to a full sprint, we were in the car. My wife and I are in the car. It is rush hour traffic. We just finished a show, and we get a text from my daughter. And all the text says is, help. And I don't care who you are as a parent. This is now a nightmare scenario. So I'm trying to call her back. She's not answering the phone. Both of us are texting her back. There's no response. So I'm freaking out in the car. Traffic is what traffic is. So we get close to my exit. And I live close enough to the exit. It's close. But just the way traffic was, I'm like, I'm jumping out of the effing car here, run up I-5, cut through these bushes, hop a fence, and I sprint all the way home. I'm a smoker, and I'm old. It's maybe 7 years ago. Right? So my daughter's about 8 years old. And again, all this says is help. I run into the house. My adrenaline is going. I find my daughter, and she's sitting at the dining room table eating Oreos. And I'm like, oh, my God, are you okay? She's like, yeah, what's up? I'm like, you sent me a text that said help. She's like, oh, I needed help opening the Oreos.
Yep.
Wow. I stared at her for like 5 seconds, and I said, listen to me.
Jeez, you're freaking me out.
Wait until we effing get home. Clearly, we are not here to help you open a pack of effing Oreos, okay? And she doesn't understand why I'm so upset. And I said, when you send us a text that says help, when we text your ass back, you make sure you text us back if it's about opening the Oreos. She's like, well, I didn't need to text you back because I got the Oreos open. I'm like, you're missing my entire point.
That's right.
I understand that you succeeded at your goal. I'm like, baby, if you ever send a word to help, and then there's an all clear, everything is good, you need to let us know. And then she's like, why are you out of breath? I'm like, I just went from the freeway and jumped over a fence to get home because I thought you needed help. And, of course, my daughter being my daughter. Well, I did, but I got the Oreos open. I'm like, you're missing all of this. You're missing the whole freaking point.
Here's the story I was telling you about. Convicted murderer able to sweet-talk his way past a police officer out of breaking
murderer.
Out of prison. Yeah. Richard Lee McNair, imprisoned after murdering one man and shooting a second man 4 times during a botched robbery. This is back in 87. McNair was sentenced to 2 life sentences for murder, attempted murder, in addition to a 30-year prison sentence for burglary. Now, following his incarceration, he became known for his ability to escape and elude capture. The first escape took place in 1988, and he used lip balm as a lubricant to squeeze out of his handcuffs.
Hmm.
The second came 4 years later in 1992, when the Oklahoma-born convict crawled out of prison through a ventilation duct. He subsequently dyed his hair blonde and almost evaded a capture for a year, but he was apprehended in New York after 10 months. His most infamous escape happened 14 years later, in which an interaction he had with police officers during the time was captured on a cop car dash cam. He was able to convince the officer he was simply out for a jog, despite the policeman being aware that there had been a prison escape in the local area.
Come on, man.
So he acted like a jogger. Come on. And the police went, okay.
Yeah, I heard about that, too.
They have video of it, and they let his ass go. He was eventually caught again.
All right.
What was the most memorable reason you were running? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Jay. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bichola.
Hola.
Hola.
So, I was new to the California area, moved from New York. I was dating this girl, I was about 17. Got invited over her house. They were having a little party, and her parents were supposedly away for the night. Well, I didn't know if her parents were actually in their bedroom. Me and her were smoking a little weed, drinking a little bit. We were naked in the hot tub out back, kind of scooted away from everybody. We're having a little fun. Her dad came busting through a sliding glass window with what I only knew at the big time was, at the time was a giant silver pistol.
Oh.
I bolted up out of the hot tub as quick as possible, hopped the fence. He gave chase to me. It was about 2 or 3 blocks before he stopped chasing me, but then I was naked running around this neighborhood. Now, keep in mind, I am a pale dude. I'm powder. I'm pretty sure when I'm naked at night, I'm reflective. So it was difficult for me to hide. And luckily, we had payphones still at the time, so I called a friend, had him to come out and meet me behind some building and bring some clothes of his so I could get the heck out of there.
But the thing about payphones, they were still in public places. So your naked ass is standing in a glass box on the phone. How many people do you think saw you? Because, look, if you're naked at a phone booth, the last thing I'm going to do is bother you. But how many people do you think saw you?
Oh, I'd probably guess it at least a good dozen. It was only about 9, 10 o'clock at night. It wasn't too late. It was crazy. All my friends still mess with me about it to this day.
Yeah.
Good times.
Yeah.
Well, did you ever get to...
I got the nickname Powder.
Now, was that your girlfriend or was that somebody... Did you ever hook up again with her?
Yeah, it was my girlfriend for a couple more months.
Okay.
But then I didn't risk it again really too much.
Well, now, you said you dated her for like another 9 months. So did you have to interact with her father or did you always avoid him?
I always avoid it. We always met at friends' houses and stuff like that. I was not going back over there.
Why do you think you're so pale? Are you redheaded?
No, I'm just, I'm always inside all the time. I just don't tan, even though, like, most of my background's Italian. I'm just pale as hell.
You sound like you're from New Jersey. And typically when you're from New Jersey, you have a darker complexion than most other people.
Right.
New Yorkers anybody in the area.
I'm originally from New York.
But, like, Northern Italians aren't very dark.
No, they're not. No.
Are they not?
No, not compared to the Sicilians.
No, the food's complete. Like, somebody said we only think of, like, Southern Italy as, like, Italy.
Think basically the Swiss Alps.
My family's from, like, the Nepal area.
So when you go up into Northern Italy, you're basically, like, Swiss Miss, Cocoa Land.
Okay,
you know?
Yeah. It's not what I pictured.
Yeah, white wine, potatoes.
Mm-hmm. What was the most memorable reason you were running? 206-803-ROCK.
When I was a kid, we went to Boston. We went to the North End, which is, like, their Italian Little Italy. And it just blew my mind. I was like, I've never had Italian food like this. And the waiter was just like, most Americans only think of like Southern Italy Italian food.
Right. And so what were you eating? You said like potatoes.
It was like chicken and white wine with potatoes. It was delicious.
Huh. All right. Yeah. Hello, Steve. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
So way back in the late 1900s, when I was a much younger man, my buddies and I, once in a while, would gather up enough money to go get some alcohol. Maybe we'd find a homeless person that could buy us for it, or we'd find a convenience store that didn't really check our dues. So anyways, we get this bottle of Malibu rum and some juice. A couple of my buddies may have had a little bit of like super dirt weed that we didn't know anything any better. Anyways, we're at this elementary school in the middle of the night. We found this little secluded area. Well, we thought it was secluded area. And we're sitting there having a drink, having some fun, just hanging out, and out of nowhere, this older gentleman comes by, and this is, like, not a place where people would normally walk by, so we got really suspicious really fast, and he just walks by and goes, "What's up, guys?" We're like, "Hey, what's up?" And then, like, not 30 seconds later, we see this bright flashlight coming towards us, and we're like, oh, snap, let's haul ass out of here. So the way the elementary school was worked out, we... one of us was split off and he was on the swings or something. And I'm like, hey, somebody needs to go get him. So I go around the whole school and I go tell him, run, we need to run. Somebody's here. And he jumps off and we must have walked, we must have ran probably a 1500 yards across this field. I probably ran faster than Harry Styles ran that marathon, I tell you what. And then we ended up at my buddy's house. We all escaped somehow, but we had left the car behind. After about an hour or so, my buddy and I, we go back to get the car, and we're like, oh, let's go some Taco Bell. And we go get Taco Bell, and we're leaving Taco Bell, and we're getting pulled over. I'm like, oh, my God. I thought for sure we were busted. The cops must have ran the plates or something like that. Cop pulls us over and he's like looking at us real suspicious. He goes, you guys all right? And we're like, yeah, we're fine, bud. What's going on? He goes, you're driving without your headlights on. And I cannot tell you how relieved I was that he was like, turn your headlights on and get the hell out of here.
Damn, my bad. Yeah.
Jeez, a whiz.
Cool. cool, man.
What what was the most memorable reason that you were running? 206-803-ROCK.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.